And one of the suppliers to the smelter of power is Contact Energy. Its Chief Executive Mike Fuge joins us now. Good morning to you, Mr. Fuge.
Good morning.
You want Rio Tinto to reconsider? Why should they? Have you put money on the table, didn't you, during these negotiations? Have you got any more to give?
No, look, between us and Meridian and the government, which you heard the transmission pricing just then, they had an offer on the table. We believe it was a very good offer. As we indicated yesterday, we believe the offer certainly ensured the smelter was very viable.
How much were you willing to go down to? How were you willing to charge them per unit?
I can't possibly disclose that. That is commercially sensitive, as in any negotiation.
All right, but it was somewhere in the region of the 4 cents a unit. I mean, that's been generally known in the industry, hasn't it?
I couldn't comment on that. No, I couldn't comment on that.
To what extent are we paying a price for the dithering by the Electricity Authority to get this transmission pricing right over the past decade?
Look, transmission pricing, I think we all wish that it had been resolved much earlier. It has, obviously, Rio feel very aggrieved, NZAS feel very aggrieved that they've picked up a fairly chunky bill every year, which has hurt their profitability. But there is a resolution on the table now. The EA has issued its decision, and it's good to see that decision is in place.
But that wasn't going to come into effect for another 2 to 3 years, was it?
No, that's correct. No, it wasn't going to come into effect for another 2 or 3 years. That's right.
So why should the smelter consider coming back to the table? Is there anything that would tempt them to stay?
Look, I think that there's a number of aspects to this. Number one is obviously the smelter, with the deal on the table, we believe is viable, is very viable. Number two, its electricity is 100% renewable. Effectively, it's going to be replaced by smelters powered by coal-generated electricity, and carbon emissions globally will go up. I think from Rio's perspective, from a sustainability perspective, that is a bad outcome. And I think for Southland and New Zealand, they should be certainly reconsidering.
But look, they're a multinational. Sentiment doesn't come into it, does it? In the end,
no,
they're saying it's financially not viable to be there.
No, that's not correct. We believe it is. They are viable to be there. And all multinationals, if they have any, they have strong statements of principles, and they have strong statements around sustainability. And I think that, you know, that's tough times for companies, but sometimes if you put those principles out, if you put those sustainability principles out, if you put out statements committing to reduction in carbon emissions, sometimes you actually have to stand up for those principles. That's an important point.
So does the government have to offer a sweetener here?
It's a combination of the transmission pricing and the pricing we put on the table and Rio's own strategic imperatives and their commitment to sustainability that needs to come together.
Assuming they go, what happens to the 13% power? Because a lot of people say, there'll be lots of power there, so prices will fall. But that's not likely to happen, is it?
No, because unfortunately we don't have the transmission infrastructure across the country to bring that power north. So obviously now Transpower will be moving heaven and earth to build the infrastructure to get the power north. But in the interim, the best thing we can say about power prices is in the wholesale market is that they will be very volatile.
From your perspective as a generator, does this mean that you'll be looking to shut down your, for instance, gas plant at Taranaki? I've already heard that you've put your geothermal plans on hold.
Yeah, look, the Stratford plant consists of two peakers and a combined cycle plant, and we'll take a very considered position on that. We've got to see how the situation pans out, how demand settles down, and then we'll take a position also on what our competitors do with their own plant. So we're not saying either way what we're going to do with Stratford at this point. And Tauhara is a fantastic renewable low carbon energy project, which, yes, for now we're just going to put it on hold and have a think about when it is best come to market. But let's be in no doubt, it is still a cracking project.
That's the paradox, isn't it? Here's a cracking project of renewable energy put on hold because we can't get the power, or we can't find the use for it.
Yeah, the thing, having developed renewable projects over a number of years, the thing you need to get renewable energy projects is stability, market stability. And that's really what this announcement does, is it brings in instability. And that's the last thing you need when you're trying to get a renewable energy project away.
How long is that instability going to last?
That is a very good question. It could be for a number of years. We just have to work that through.
Thank you for your time this morning.